With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. So far, the predicted high winds forecast for the Helena area have not materialized, making things a little easier for the more than 300 firefighters battling the North Hills fire about 9 miles northeast of town. Today, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for southwest Montana through 9 o'clock tonight. The forecast is for a mix of wet and dry thunderstorms, which will create a number of lightning strikes across the region. Those could lead to new, aggressive fire starts pushed by strong, gusty, erratic winds, low humidity, warm temperatures, and dry grass, timber, and brush. As of this morning, the North Hills fire was estimated at 4,200 acres and caused the evacuation of some 400 homes over the weekend. On Sunday, the Red Cross opened an emergency shelter at the First Assembly of God Church in Helena. The Red Cross's Susan Hawthorne says so far, only one person is staying at the shelter.
Because historically from Montana, most people don't need a shelter. They usually have an RV, they have friends and family they go to.
The cause of the North Hills fire is under investigation, but is believed to be of human origin. A public meeting about the fire is scheduled for 6 tonight at the Helena Valley Community Center. The latest update on the Biscove fire just outside Missoula has it at 182 acres and 0% contained. The fire has been growing to the southeast, moving away from Missoula. No structures are currently threatened. Police in Medford, Oregon say Montana authorities have found a body believed to be that of a missing Oregon child. Montana police were searching for 2-year-old Aiden Salcido, the son of Daniel Salcido and Hannah Janiak. The boy's parents were found dead Wednesday in Kalispell after police stopped them following a chase because they had felony burglary warrants for their arrest. Medford police say a dead 2-year-old believed to be Aiden was found in a remote area of Lincoln County. Wildland firefighters are beginning to wind down their efforts to contain the Moss Ranch fire near Ronan on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Aaron Bolton has more.
The lightning-caused blaze grew up to 5,310 acres over the weekend and closed a few roads, but no structures were harmed. Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Division of Fire spokesperson C.T. Camel says a major burnout operation Saturday was successful, and the fire is now 60% contained.
Prior to the weekend, and then they had high winds, so you know, the major focus was holding the control lines over the weekend when those winds came about, and higher temps, lower relative humidities, but everything held in check, and the fire is looking pretty good right now.
Camel says portions of the 170 personnel battling the fire will be sent home today and Tuesday. He expects the fire will be nearly or completely contained by the end of the week. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
An Idaho mining company says it expects most of the remediation work at a mining byproduct site in Montana to wrap up this year. The Flathead Beacon reported today that crews have been covering a 303-acre tailings impoundment site with topsoil and grass and planting trees. The tailings site is from the silver and copper Troy mine that closed in 2015. Hecla Mining Company officials say the company will focus reclamation efforts on the mine once work is complete on the tailings site. The company is working with the U.S. Forest Service and the State Department of Environmental Quality on the project. A public meeting is getting underway in Helena right now about the North Hills fire, burning about 9 miles northeast of town. That meeting is being streamed live on two Facebook pages, those for Lewis and Clark County Emergency Services and the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. This morning, the North Hills fire was estimated at 4,200 acres and threatening about 400 homes, which have been under an evacuation order since this weekend. So far today, winds have remained moderate in the Helena area, making things a little easier for the more than 300 firefighters battling the fire. Today, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the southwest Montana through 9 o'clock tonight. The forecast is for a mix of wet and dry thunderstorms, which will create a number of lightning strikes across the region. Those could lead to new, aggressive fire starts pushed by strong, gusty, erratic winds, low humidity, warm temperatures, and dry grass, timber, and brush. The Red Cross's Susan Hawthorne says tonight's public meeting will be a welcome source of information for many.
A lot of people, especially the senior citizens, they don't have these high-tech phones. So they have like a flip phone, and they're like, I don't know where to get this information because the news isn't telling them, you know, and sometimes they like, I miss the news. What happened?
The cause of the North Hills fire is under investigation, but is believed to be of human origin.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. The proposed Montanore copper and silver mine in the Cabinet Mountains has experienced another setback. A state district court judge found Friday that a state-issued water quality permit violated state and federal water quality regulations. Aaron Bolton has more.
Judge Kathy Seeley's July 24th decision found that the State Department of Environmental Quality in 2014 arbitrarily renewed a water quality permit for Hecla Mining Company's Montanore mining site, violating the Federal Clean Water Act and the Montana Water Quality Act. Earth Justice Staff Attorney Catherine O'Brien represented environmental groups in the case.
In basic terms, the court found that DEQ failed to establish mandatory restrictions on numerous contaminants that the mine would discharge, including those metals and other pollutants that are harmful to native trout.
O'Brien also argued in the case that DEQ approved the permit's renewal based on water quality standards from when it was first issued in 1992, something Judge Seeley agreed with. Hecla VP of External Affairs Luke Russell says the company maintains that DEQ was right to issue the permit.
This was the renewal of a permit that was first issued in 1997, renewed in 2006, and again in 2015. And the permitted limits in that 2015 permit were the most stringent of any permit received to the site up to that time.
DEQ and Hecla say they are reviewing the court's decision. It's unclear whether either will appeal. Earth Justice's apparent victory in the case follows another win in 2017 when Hecla's federal permits for the Montanore site were thrown out under the Endangered Species Act. Earth Justices O'Brien is also leading ongoing litigation, seeking to declare Hecla CEO Phillips Baker a bad actor in the state for his role in a failed cleanup of a central Montana gold mine in the 90s. Such a declaration would prevent Baker or Hecla from receiving a mining permit in the state. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.